testimony. I would like to testify how I overcame the inner factors of divisions by contacting the Lord and pray, reading His Word. In April this year, 6 young people became 5th graders in elementary school, but none of them have yet been baptized. Among their parents, some were not yet saved or were not attending the church meetings. So I thought that if 2 or 3 out of 6 could get baptized during the gospel propagations, that would be good enough. However, each time before going out for the gospel, as I sang hymns and prayed, read the word with the brothers and sisters, by exercising the spirit, faith was infused into me. I initially had the concept that it would be very difficult for all the 6 to be saved. But the more I prayed to the word, the more I was saved from my own concept. My faith increased and it began to touch the Lord's heart. Matthew 28:19 says, "Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." I simply chose to believe the Lord's word and pray together with the brothers and sisters for all 6 of the young people. After praying, we visited one of the brothers. His mother had already filled the bathtub with water. Everything was ready for baptism. After praying together, he gladly received baptism. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the end, all 6 of the boys were baptized during the gospel propagations and entered into the kingdom of God. 4 of them now gladly attend the Lord's Day meetings at the young people districts every week and enjoy the Lord. The other 2 are being contacted and nourished through home meetings. Through this experience, I realized that rather than holding on to my own opinions or natural concept, I need to pursue the Lord's goal simply by praying, read His word, and being filled with the Spirit. The one accord needed for the building of the church comes from prayer, the Spirit, and the word.